Hello and welcome to GamerCast episode 220, Medal of Honor. This is the show recorded on the 10th of October, 2010. Hello, I'm your host. My name is Paul, and joining me this week is Catherine.
Yo.
Adam, for whatever reason, is unavailable, although we did just see him sign into Facebook chat.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe he is skiving off once again? Either way, this isn't particularly good or professional behaviour from Mr. Adam Clough, and we'll have to take it up with his agent about his lousy performance.
It's the 10th of the 10th of the 10th today.
Yeah, welcome to yesterday.
I was up when it was 10 o'clock.
But so we were 10, up when 10, it was 10, 10, 10 past 10. 10.
What?
If it was 10 past 10, then we'd better be just 10 o'clock. Wouldn't it?
Oh, what, 10? Well, I was about
And what
was
about
10
seconds past? You know?
Gosh, you're going into it way
And
too
what
much.
About next year? We can make it so much cooler next year.
What, when it's 11s?
Yeah, because just think. You could have 1111112011.
Or you could do...
Because otherwise it's 10101010120.
Yeah, that is true. Or you could have, like, 20 past... No. Okay, ignore it. I'll shut up about that.
Could you jibber-jabber?
Yeah.
Yeah, jibber-jabber. Right, Yeah. We're doing this episode live because Adam didn't turn up. So we thought, oh, we'll use the bandwidth for something else. So we might, if there's any decent questions that any in the audience want to ask. In fact, there's a good comment that someone's made already. Tim sucks. He can't crash. That's in relation to one of our videos of him trying to crash. And he failed. So yeah, anyway,
for the news.
One or two news items this week. Get off of me mouse.
Wait, this is my one.
Get off of me mouse. That's my mouse.
So, I don't have a mouse anymore, do I? You haven't got two out.
Plug three in if you
remember. What else am I supposed to do? Just say scroll down every time I need
scroll
to scroll
down.
Down.
Scroll down. Scroll
That'd
down.
That'd get well annoying.
Page down. Page up.
Anyways.
Next paragraph.
Starting with the news. So, this, I'm amazed I didn't mention it last week, but I don't know. I missed it. So Ivy the Kiwi, with a question mark at the end, which is Yuji Naka's new game.
What?
He's a little kiwi. So okay. Ivy the Kiwi, which is coming out on Nintendo DS and Nintendo Wii, officially has a release date now, which is the 29th of October in Europe. For those in America, I imagine it could be the week before, it might be the week after. I'm not entirely sure. But yeah, so that's a brief announcement. Of course, it's being published by Rising Star Games. And it's coming out October 29th.
Oh, aye. What about Dead Meats? Let?
So
lead?
I mentioned this previously, which you
lead.
May remember, about the English dude with the Bible.
Bible.
And he's fighting zombies.
Zombies.
Yeah.
Yeah. I remember something about Sonic, but I forget.
Okay. Doesn't matter. Anyway, so if anyone wants to play a third-person action-y zombie fighting game where you play a guy from the 18th century with a sword, a gun, and a Bible. They're doing the beta for it now. Can you click in this window so I can see it? Thank you.
Click in that window, why?
Well, it's because you were looking at Twitter and it was covering up the whole screen.
My apologies. I have to monitor the chat room. And read Twitter.
So if you go on their website, which is deadmeatsled.com, there's a thing to sign up for the beta on there, and all you have to do really is to sign up for their community, and they say they'll give
computer.
Some people, I'm sorry, I clicked on the link, they'll give some people access to the beta. There's a teaser trailer on their website as well, along with some screenshots, which you can see if you'd be interested in it. Okay. Next up is a brief announcement of Castlevania Lords of Shadow.
Is this the game that came out Friday?
Yeah, this came out Friday and has Patrick Stewart in it.
Patrick Stewart? That's the man from Star Trek.
He does the narrator.
John Luke Picard.
Apparently he says bitch.
Are you allowed to say that on the show?
Am I allowed to say bitch on the show?
I don't think you are. Great, now we're going to have to lose our child-friendly rating.
Cut it out.
I can't cut it out. It's live, dude.
What?
look, Falclaw. And Paul, 1353, he's upset now. My fragile ears are offended now.
I was just quoting what someone had said about the game.
Ah, dear, dear.
Cut it if you want. I don't mind.
It's gone out there.
It's too late. It's too late. Okay. So, anyone in Europe who wanted the Lords of Shadow Collector's Edition, which comes with an exclusive replica God mask, you can now go on the game website, game.co.uk, and pre-order a copy for the PS3 or 360. The collector's edition is exclusive to game, and it's not actually coming out until the 22nd of October.
Oh.
So if you've already bought the game and wanted the collector's edition, you'll have to either trade it in or give it to someone else.
Lol.
It comes with a soundtrack as well, and this is the only way to get it in the UK.
Okay.
Yeah.
Star Wars Force Unleashed 2 has a demo soon, doesn't it?
Yeah, I pasted the wrong thing in there.
Is this what we're talking about?
There's a demo coming out.
Because the thing we've got in here now is something about Left 4 Dead.
It's talking about the sacrifice. Can you find out the date for when it's coming out? Oh, I hate that when I copy and paste and I paste it in and it doesn't work properly. Okay, so there will be a demo on the 12th of October on Xbox Live and the 13th of October on PSN.
And your face PlayStation
so
noobs.
That is actually this week, so if you want to play some Star Wars Force Unleashed 2, which of course may not, well, probably won't look anything like their demo, well, their trailer they released, even though everyone's like, oh, it's probably going to look like that. Yeah, so you'll be able to give it a play. And hopefully it'll be miles better than the first one.
Maybe.
Next up, because it's the New York Comic Con at the moment, or it's just finishing up, Marvel have announced that Konami are bringing out X-Men. As in the original that came out on PlayStation back in 92.
PlayStation?
Well, it came out on PlayStation, but it was also mainly an arcade game. And it was side-scroll beat-em-up.
Meh.
And they're releasing it on Xbox Live and PSN as a downloadable title. No other announcements as of yet, but it's a re-release of the original X-Men title. Cool. Next up, this is a thing that 2K have now confirmed, which I knew anyway, but they've confirmed it now. So
yeah, so the BioShock 2 DLC packs, the Protector Trials and Monero Voter's Den are not coming out on PC. So basically,
there was another one as well.
Yeah, but they've not mentioned that, have they?
No.
So basically, we're going to say, you suck. P.S. We are not buying Bioshock Infinite.
Yes, I am.
No, we're not.
Yes, I am.
Gamercast official policy, we will not be buying this terrible game.
No, you know I'm buying it.
You could be dead by then. It's not
you
out for 2 years.
You know how much I liked that trailer.
It's not out for 2 years. You could be dead.
Thank you, Paul.
You could be armless and not be able to play computer games except moving your eyeballs.
Well, then I'll make sure someone makes it so it can work with eyeball movement.
Yes, you'll make sure that happens, eh?
But yes, so they've officially said this, even though with every press release that came out for each DLC pack, they said, it's coming out on PC as well. Well, now you can't get those extra achievements on PC.
Yeah, also deal with that. I mean, it's only like 10 minutes work to release on PC.
Yeah, so I think that's a bit...
Oh, well, we're not talking about this.
Yes, we are. So, they have now firstly announced at this, New York Comic Con again, that with Spider-Man in Marvel vs. Capcom 3, instead of just having colour variants of costumes, it'll have different costume variants, so you'll be able to play as different kinds of Spider-Man.
Great.
Yeah.
I'm really looking forward to that now.
And if they do that with other characters as well, if any of them have other alternate looks, that'd be cool. They've also announced that Sir Arthur from Ghosts and Goblins will be in Marvel vs. Capcom 3, as well as Spencer, who is the Bionic Commando guy, Magneto from X-Men, and can I have that back? I was reading it.
Right, so I'm just having a look to see what's next.
Okay.
Jesus Christ, dude. You don't have to, like, stick a knife in my face. Ow! What?
The other character they've announced is MODOK as well, who's a Captain America bad guy.
Great. Yeah. Sounds fun. This is good, this next thing, though. Yeah, so there's... this is actually... Catherine's actually titled this Stupid Kinect Peripherals. So, you know that Kinect Adventures where you've got the raft minigame in it? Guess what one of the accessories is? A stupid raft that you can put in your living room and jump around in. I'm actually sure this will screw the sensor up.
more than anything. I thought it was a joke. Someone emailed it round at work, and then I clicked on it, and then I found the link of the people that make it.
Oh, it's terrible.
And yes, that Mr. Paul1353, that is the point of Kinect, that it's peripheral free. But these people obviously don't get it.
No.
And obviously don't realise how dangerous it would be to have a rubber lifeboat on a flipping hardwood floor as well.
Exactly. But not only that, Kinect needs to see the floor to do its fancy positioning stuff. I'm sure you know a bit more about this than
I do. Yeah, it has to see the floor, because otherwise it can't...
If you have a stupid boat thing in the floor with different heights in the boat, it's not going to know exactly where the floor is. You know what I'm saying? Hi.
Okay.
Nintendo 3DS.
Can you scroll down so I can actually read stuff?
Alright,
Paul.
I have to manage a chat room.
Okay. Manage it on your side of the screen.
I am.
Good. It's been... Well, this was kind of inevitable anyway. But the Nintendo 3DS, there was an interview or a Q&A with Iwadawa saying that the battery life on it will be worse than the DS Lite.
Not terribly surprising.
Well, yeah, as I said, it's not surprising. They haven't compared it to the DSi, so I don't know which will have the better battery life.
I don't really know what's better, to
be honest. Yeah, you just won't get very good battery life on it, apparently. They haven't said specifically how much, but this is apparently why they're including a cradle with it. Because you actually get a cradle with the 3DS.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
That seems totally pointless.
Why?
Well, most people won't use it.
I think that'd be quite cool.
Yeah. Bit of interesting StarCraft 2 related jib-jab.
Yes.
What?
So, someone spoke to the Battle.net project director, Greg Canessa.
Hey, Greg.
Saying he was just confirming that it will be at least another 18 months until Heart of the Swarm comes out. And they've also confirmed it's not going to be at BlizzCon either.
Oh, so that's longer than I was hoping it was going to be.
Yeah.
I'd hoping they'd whip it out about a year later.
Yeah, so 18 months, so that's at least middle of 2012.
Oh, but I want it now.
I know you do.
I want it now, dude.
I know. I'm sorry, I'm just clicking in here to add... Can you add a T? To Heart.
I was like reading it saying... Hear of the Swarm. Is this like an extra soundtrack thing they're doing or something?
But yeah, I knew you'd be a bit disappointed with that, so I thought I should mention it. Not to, you know, make you disappointed.
Oh, whatever. StarCraft at the moment...
You're fine with it.
It's... Wow, dude. I mean, obviously, I'd like a Zerg campaign because of Terran's lame-o.
But yeah, so at least you know there's going to be at least another 18 months. Next up, EVE Online news, which I know quite a few people that play EVE Online.
EVE Online?
They're redoing it a bit. So, there's a character creator in it, so you get to create generally your character's face, because that's all you ever see. On like a little kind of...
Hang on a minute. From the chat room. This is from Reese Baxter. He says, F you, Terran Pones. Sorry.
Okay. So, they're doing an expansion next month called Incursion? Would you say that's Incursion?
Incursion.
Which starts to pave the way for you to be able to get out of your ship. So they're doing a lot of revamping on the character creator.
Like the X Games? Yes. Cool.
So that's what it used to look like. Ugh. That's what it looks like now.
I think it looks quite cool.
Looks better than it used to look.
I don't know, dude. That hair is a lot nicer. I mean, is this the way... Oh, look. We'll avoid any problems with hair by making it...
No, but
bald.
They've just obviously not done the hair that well yet. But so
eyes are too far
the,
apart.
Well, that could have been done down to the character creator.
Yeah, but anyone who's got eyes apart,
no,
you have to be really suspect.
You can fit an eye between there. That's how far apart eyes are.
You can fit about two eyes in there.
No, you can't, Paul.
It's disgusting.
So the walking around on spaceships and stations and whatnot isn't actually going to be out until next summer. But this is getting ready for all of that by changing the character creator and all that stuff. All
right.
So that's quite cool.
More X-Men stuff.
Yes, so Silicon Knights, the developers of Two Human.
Oh, I hate X-Men.
Two Human? You remember Two Human, yeah? Xbox 360
yes.
Did so very well.
Yes, I know.
So Silicon Knights have confirmed that they're now working on X-Men Destiny.
Wait, don't we mean Dynasty?
No, it's Destiny 4.
It's definitely Destiny on this one. Oh, look, there's Adam there. Hi, Adam.
So they're working with Activision to create this new X-Men game. It was also announced at the Comic-Con. There's an official website that's gone live. It's got a teaser trailer, but there's no gameplay in it. But it's full of X-Men characters. So there's Nightcrawler in there, Cyclops, Magneto. So Silicon Knights did a great job on Eternal Darkness and Legacy of Kain. Didn't do such a great job on Too Human. So hopefully this game will end up being really good.
Okay. The 25th anniversary Mario dude
is coming out over
has
here.
Now been arrested for hanging around with too many children. So, well, he's getting on a bit now. He can't get away with it anymore, can he?
So they recently announced in Japan that they were getting a Mario 25th anniversary box. And there was no confirmation of it coming out anywhere else. It has now been confirmed that it's coming out in across Europe on the Wii for the 3rd of December. This 25th anniversary box comes with Super Mario All-Stars from the SNES, and it also has Super Mario Bros. Inside the All-Stars, of course, you get Mario Bros., Mario Bros. 2, Mario Bros. 3, and the Lost Levels. So you get pretty much what you had on the SNES, just ported over onto the Wii. So pretty much like the Virtual Console games. Then you also get a booklet that contains the full history of Mario, as well as an audio CD containing music from the Super Mario games over the last 25 years.
Fun.
And that comes in a nice red box, and it looks quite cute.
They're also doing a red Nintendo Wii.
So this hasn't been announced for over in Europe yet.
Nope.
But in Japan, they're having it. It has the Wii Motion Plus controllers.
This has got one of the controllers with Wii Motion Plus actually built in, so you don't need the stupid plastic flippy bit.
It's a totally red Wii, totally red controller. Red box, and the 25th anniversary copy of the game comes in it as well, but apparently it's like a special version which has the gold coin bricks modified on the front or something like that. And it also comes with Super Mario Bros. Pre-installed on the system.
Great.
So it's in Virtual Console wise. It may come out over here. I wouldn't hold my hands on it, because we only just got a black one.
Yeah. Shenmue, what?
Okay, so I saw this earlier in the week, and I was like, oh, I wonder what they're doing. They're doing a mobile game called Shenmue Town in Japan.
Oh, yeah, it's going to be rubbish, isn't
it? Yeah. And, of course, mobile games in Japan never come out over here, so, yeah. It's probably just going to be some crappy-looking little Ryu and running around a town and stuff.
All right.
Yeah. Next up, The Sacrifice is out. Which is it's an add-on that's playable in Left 4 Dead 1 and 2.
Yay.
It adds three new chapters.
Yay.
Which are set before the passing.
Yay.
In the original Left 4 Dead. And it adds the same content for Left 4 Dead 2, but lets players have the added features of Left 4 Dead 2.
Like more like melee weapons and all that. And that's about it.
The different infected zombies and gameplay modes and stuff like that. Of course, if you are playing it on PC, it's totally free for you. So log in to Steam and, you know, get your free download. Although Steam is going to be down tomorrow.
Yeah, I noticed that.
I read Steam's going to be down. So don't do 11th, it tomorrow.
Steam is going to be down.
Yep. I didn't think of doing a news item for it because I thought it was a bit of a
pointless thing. It's only a couple of hours down.
Saying, it's down. That's my thing. You can also get The Sacrifice off Xbox Live for 560 Microsoft points.
What about PlayStation Land?
You know, it's not on the PlayStation, is it?
Oh, what a shame, Foundclaw. Yeah. It's not on your favourite console.
But yeah, so you can pick up The Sacrifice.
He says F you.
They've also now, Ubisoft have officially confirmed a Prince of Persia trilogy. So they recently 100% confirmed the Beyond Good and Evil one. This is Prince of Persia trilogy in 3D. So it's only for the PlayStation 3. It's only going to be coming out in Europe. So it's not coming out in America. It's coming out November 19th. So quite soon, and it's going to be about £30. Although they will, of course, as it's a PS3, the max resolution it'll run at is 720p. They claim it'll have new textures, new normal maps, and anti-aliasing and optional stereoscopic 3D.
Oh, that sounds fun. What's this Captain America Super Soldier?
So they've announced a Captain America game. Last time there was a Captain America game was like the Mega Drive.
That's because Captain America is gay.
But he kills Nazis.
They've been dead for 8 years.
I know. But, so you get to play as Captain America, and you get to... Rude. You get to kill Nazis, and it's set in World War II. So I saw some screenshots, and like what I read this from mentioned, it was quite Wolfenstein-y. It is quite
Wolfenstein-y. Okay, Costume Quest.
Can I just say that's being made by Sega?
Yep.
And Marvel.
Yep.
Costume Quest, Tim Schafer's new game. I'm shaking Paul because it's so awesome.
Wait, isn't that the guy whose last game didn't do very well?
I bought it.
Who else bought it?
I know a few people that bought it.
Well, I'm just saying, Costume Quest is a coming out. It's an Xbox Live Arcade, PlayStation little game.
PlayStation Network on the 20th of October. Now this, I've asked THQ to confirm it, but because they've just said it's coming out October 20th, but they haven't said whether that's America or Europe or whatnot, because they wanted to get it out before Halloween. So hopefully that'll be out on the 20th of October.
Oh, big news now. I know that Falclore and Jam Donut and all that lot are going to be super psyched now that Cataclysm has a release date. Yeah. It's coming out on the 7th of December. I don't know why it says Forget 2011 out. Whoever thought it's coming out next year? It's Blizzard, dude. They check it out and patch it later.
Wasn't it some website said, oh, it's not coming out until next year?
Yeah, so this is the new expansion to World of Warcraft, which will take your character to level 85. It's got two new playable races, the Worgen and Goblins. And basically, the Dragon Deathwing dudes have come along and they've poning the world. And so the world's going to change quite substantially in this expansion pack. And yeah.
I'm getting the Clex Edition.
Oh,
I managed
really?
To get one. Yeah.
Can I have the...
Yeah, you can have the pet.
Yeah, I have to decide if I'm going to play it, though.
Don't know.
Because I suspect I'll have to... You won't want me to nick your code, will you?
You can nick the code if you want.
Because, well, no offense, but you're level 50-something.
Yeah, you can nick the code, it's fine.
Yeah, cool.
Okay. I want the Clex Edition to add to my others.
Okay, in that case, do I really want to spend, like, 15 quid to get back on a WoW, though?
Then it's up to you.
Because I would like to sort the guild out, because the guild does need a bit of maintenance. Like, Dinner Down needs to be reinvited back into the guild and a few other little bits and bobs. Yeah, but dude, I'll get the 2-month jobby. There's Baxter going, $8.99 in the chat room. Hey, look, Oxlow's in there as well. Yeah, anyway, that's pretty much it for the news this week, I believe.
That is.
So, we will move along.
Proving that we do care about your opinions, your letters.
We'll follow shortly after this disclaimer. Gamercast does not endorse any opinions and or views expressed in any of the letters we receive. All letters are presented as is and confers no warranty or rights. We have a letter from Charlotte this week. You have to read it. She said I'm not allowed to read it.
Oh, okay. Hi, guys.
Wait, can I read it? Hi, guys.
I'm reading it.
Oh, yes.
Oi, let me read it. She said, oh, I would like Catherine to read out my letter this week. So I get to read it. Thank you, Paul. Hi, guys. Oh, yes, and air traffic control... Why did she say, oh, yes? Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Because of what she spoke about before. Air traffic controller, which you mentioned on last week's show as a new release, is in fact totally different to the Iceberg Interactive game, and is a Japanese title which does not look fun. She saw some screenshots on the internet, and it looked a bit crap. When you spoke about the indie games, you got some of them a little wrong. Sorry about my handwriting. Skulls of the Shogun is a turn-based strategy title, not real-time.
Yeah, we were reading some of the information for the show from Charlotte's handwritten notes.
Yeah, they were hard to read.
I tell these people in this flat to fracking use their computers for a reason. We've got computers everywhere around
here. I'm sorry, my bag was full of everything else. I couldn't carry my netbook as well.
You've got a phone?
That had stopped working. Well, it hadn't stopped working then.
You've both got phones. Use them. Charlotte also wants to know, where's the video of Catherine dancing around like a prat? Eh?
I still haven't decided if I want to put it up.
Nah, you don't want to put it up.
She keeps telling me I should. Love the show, Charlotte.
Okay, so that's fun. If you have a letter you want to send in to us, you can, of course, do that by sending an email to feedback@gamercast.net. We've also got some web forums as well. portalforums.net. Eventually, they'll be called the Gamercast forums, but until...
Don't tell them that.
Well, eventually, it's going to happen, you know?
Just one day.
Gamercast is the project moving forward at the moment. You know, if they want to start posting news on the Half-Life website, which would be totally pointless anyway, but if they want to do that, then it will help, obviously. Yeah.
So, don't forget to send your letters in. Anya?
No, send your letters in. It's a good idea.
It's time for...
Name...
That...
Game.
Last week, everyone would have heard this. So yeah, that's fun. The actual answer was Civilization 4, which Catherine and Charlotte both guessed correctly. Falclaw said it was Tetris.
No, Tetris 2.
Gary 3. Said it was Civilization in general, didn't he?
Yeah.
But
he couldn't tell which one it was.
This week's Name That Game is a little bit different in that we don't have an audio clip. Instead, I'm going to quote a game, and you must quote what the game is from.
Oh, what?
Okay, I'll have to get the quote right because I haven't written it down, so I have to remember it in my brain. It's from a... okay, let me think of the best way to do this. Clue 1. Talking to Woodworm.
Woodworm?
Clue 2. I would if I could, but I can't, so I won't. What game is that from?
I would if I could, but I can't, so I won't.
Yep, and the conversation involved a woodworm in some aspect.
A woodworm?
Woodworms. In general. Woodworms.
Is that someone's name? Or...
No, woodworm. You know, worms...
Woodlice.
Who live in...
Worms?
Yeah, you know, woodworm. You know, worms who actually live in... eat wood. You know the little things?
What game have you played with woodworms?
Well, I might not necessarily have played it, so I might have sent this in.
What? Oh, wait. So, maybe you couldn't find this on the YouTubes, so you had to say it. I would if I could, but I can't, so I won't. Sounds well familiar.
Probably because I say it all the time.
Really?
I don't know.
Oh. Darn it. I would if I could, but I can't, so I won't.
And no cheating by looking it up on the internet.
What if I could?
Come on, dude.
Is it a point and click?
Point and click. Oh, what, you mean like
Adventure.
Simon Sorcerer?
Yeah.
Or what's the other big one? Monkey Island. Kind of. It's sort of, yeah. There's a cursor on the screen and you tell your character where to go. If that's what I mean by point and click. Clues.
What if I could, but I can't say that.
Actually, they're making another Simon the Sorcerer game, aren't they?
Yeah. They're always making new ones, aren't they? Like 3D ones.
Well, 3D was... Because I played the, like, I think it was Simon the Sorcerer 5 when that came out, and it's just like, what's
the
point?
Simon the Sorcerer, who'd even want contact? Is that what's called?
Don't know. All I know is it's not even made by, like, the same people.
That looked like it said it was being made by Russians.
Entirely pointless. Okay, any guesses in the chat room? F that man, that's too hard. Do a, like, apart from Star Wars. It's not possible. Someone says Simon the Sorcerer was Grat. Sorcerer spelt wrong. Come on, Catherine, any clues? Not clues.
It's not Simon guesses. The Sorcerer, though, is it? Should I say Simon the Sorcerer?
Catherine, Simon the Sorcerer.
I don't remember that, though.
Simon of the Sorcerer. Simon the Sorcerer.
Sorcessor.
I never know how to spell sorcerer. How'd you spell it?
Who knows?
We just need to get the right combination to spell check and do the rest. Falcor says Tetris 4.
Could if I would, but I can't, so I won't. I could imagine Chris Barry saying that.
Adam. Chris Barry? Isn't that the guy from Red Dwarf?
Yes. Adam. You know that's Simon Sorcerer Paul.
Yeah, you but not that. The second one or third one. Or
well, no,
one
he's in the first one.
Adam thinks it's Harvest Moon. Okay, so
wow,
that's
you
it.
Can come up with anything else.
That's it for Name That Game for this week. If you think you know what it is, blast a message my way, feedback@gamercast.net. Use the forums as well, or you can post it on Twitter and use the hashtag Name That Game, obviously, and, without spaces.
Don't cheat. Cheating bad.
Actually, I haven't actually searched on Bing to see if you can find it. So, yeah. A couple of things from the chat room quickly. Someone wants to know where Adam is. Adam isn't here. In fact, the reason Adam isn't here is the reason we can do a live show, because otherwise we'd want the bandwidth for Skype. We've been instructed to now go fetch Adam.
I'm not going over to Yeovil.
He doesn't even live in Yeovil anymore. He lives in Bangladesh or wherever it is.
No, he doesn't. That's he lives wherever. That's
probably why he's never on. Just use a... Come on, Falklore.
Car. Can't drive.
It would still take like 3 hours to get there. 2 hours, well, you'd probably do it in about an hour and a half this time of night.
Yeovil rules.
Yeah, apparently this Oxlow bloke thinks Yeovil rules the world, okay? Moving away from the chat room now. We'll get back to our...
Can I have my...
Released this week.
New releases this week.
Yes, so we've got quite a few releases coming out this week. More than I thought actually were coming out. So
Just Dance 2. La 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 la. Just Dance 2. La 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 la.
The biggest release of this week is probably Medal of Honor.
Don't say that, it's Just Dance!
Which is coming out on PS3, Xbox 360, and PC.
No Wii version?
No Wii version.
Too bad, I'll have to get Just Dance 2.
Do you want to say anything about it?
I'll be reviewing it in about 5 minutes' time, if you just keep listening.
Do you want to give a brief synopsis of what...
It's a game, you're a soldier, you fight Afghanistani people and Taliban-y people, and if you happen to bump into Osama bin Laden, you place him under arrest for being a bad man.
Okay.
So yeah, it's a first-person shooter, you know, it's a Modern Warfare 2 jobby, except better for Modern Warfare 2, and I'll explain why a little bit later.
Cool. Next up, we've got, as Paul was singing before,
oh, we don't want to talk about this.
Just Dance 2. Of course, only coming out on Wii, and is the newest Just Dance game.
Lame. Moving on.
Don't be mean.
New Gothic game.
Yeah, Gothic 4 Arcania is coming out on 360, PS3, and PC. There's also a collector's edition out on play.com if you pop on there.
Fun.
It doesn't look too great. The movement's really slow of the characters, so like when you're hitting someone or like casting something.
Okay, whatever.
But it's a new Gothic game, so look up if you are interested in the Gothic games.
BlazBlue. BlazBlue.
Yeah, so BlazBlue. Blood Calamity Gulch. Trigger.
Blood Gulch.
Is finally coming out on PSP. So that's why it's BlazBlue Calamity Trigger Portable. It's the same game that was on 360 and PS3, but scaled down to work on PS2. It's still got the hand drawn sprites, sound effects.
Is it
voiceovers.
Coming out on the SNES?
What?
A game.
No.
Oh.
And it's also got some exclusive modes just for the PSP. Sorry, but yeah, so Adam will like that. But then he'll probably find out it's not coming out on the network, so he won't be able to get it. Because, of course, he's got a PSP Go. Next up, Borderlands Game of the Year Edition, coming out on PC, Xbox 360, and PS3.
Boring.
For those in America, you actually get a Duke Nukem demo with this.
Boring.
In the UK, we don't get a Duke Nukem demo.
Borderlands is boring.
In this, you get, of course, the main game and all the expansions that are done. So you get bazillions of guns, co-op frenzy.
Bazillions, eh? That's a lot.
Wait. No, sorry. Forget what I've been saying, because the stupid list I'm reading from should have started from here. Zombie Island of Dr. Ned, Mad Moxie's Underdome Riot, Secret Army of General Knox, and Claptrap's New Robot Revolution.
Okay, so this is basically just...
Yeah, it's just got all the expansions they've released. Next up, I didn't even know was coming out, SingStar Guitar.
SingStar, doing a guitar game.
I don't know, it says grab a guitar, grab a mic.
You know what? We'll pass on that.
It's got move features as well, so I really don't understand. Da-da.
A Shadow's Tale is also coming out. Yep. This is a game about a shadow and his tail, apparently. The tail fell off, perhaps, and he had to reattach it.
We mentioned this a while ago, and it was going to be a WiiWare title. It's now having a retail title. So it's a little boy and you're playing as his shadow and you're scaling stuff and the sun moves and the shadows move and it looks really nice.
Yep. Garden Simulator is also coming out. This is a PC game. You can spot it quite easily in the shops because it has a gnome on it.
Yeah, you don't get many games with gnomes on the front. Especially garden gnomes.
Apart from World of Warcraft.
You don't get garden gnomes on the front of that.
Mm, true, but you get normal gnomes. Like from Gnomeregon.
But yeah, so this Garden Simulator, we mentioned it before. It's a garden simulator. You can grow fruit,
basically,
flowers, vegetables. You've got over 40 tools and you can just make a pretty garden.
Yeah, you just, it's a garden simulator. You know, you've got your jib jabs and stuff and you make a garden and you try and grow plants in it. And if the plants don't eat you or kill zombies, then they're good plants. yeah.
If you want to make a garden stuff though and don't have a PC to do it on, just wait for the EA My Garden 3DS game.
Nah, we'll manage to
advance it.
Well, yeah, I mean, I actually imagine quite a few people would like this sort of game. Obviously not me.
Yeah.
Because, you know, we're sort of more mainstream. But, you know, this might get my mum off Spider Solitaire for 10 minutes. Because, you know.
Next up, Legends of the Guardians, The Owls of Ga'Hoole. This is based 360, around...
360, PS3, Wii, and DS.
Yeah, that's what it's coming out on.
See,
this
I'm
is,
the man.
This
I
is
know
based around the film, Legends of the Guardians, The Owls of Ga'Hoole. Which is coming out in cinema soon.
Oh, it's a film tie-in. Skip this.
Hey, it's a cute film tie-in.
Just like we're skipping Harry Potter when that comes out.
No, we're not.
Yes, we are.
So it's the films by the guys who did Happy Feet. So it looks really cute. The owls look really nice.
Oh dear.
However, the game has been made by Chrome. And
Chrome. That's a web browser. A web browser
Chrome
made
with a K.
Game. Wow.
Chrome with K R O M E.
Aren't they like Russian or something?
They're Australian.
Same thing.
No, it's not. So you play as owls in this game, and it's mid-air combat as owls. There's a demo up.
So it's My Sims Sky Heroes, but
it's
a film.
It's slightly ropier.
Oh dear.
Yeah. It felt quite odd, and yeah, you can always download the demo and give it a play before you want to get it. Although I saw on Play, I think it was, you can get like the 360 version for £18 already on pre-order. So if you want to pick this up as its film tie-in. And if you like those, you know, go pick up.
Yep. Lionheart, King's Crusade is coming out. This is a strategy game for the PC.
Yep. It's already out on Steam. However, it's coming out retail this week.
Yep.
You get to play as the Crusaders or the Saracens.
Let's not tidy this up. You get to play as a bunch of Christian fanatics or a bunch of Muslim people trying to like live peacefully in their own land without being harassed by these crusader Christian people from 1,000 miles away. So yeah.
There's two single campaigns in it, so you get to play as one of those groups, and you can change history. So you can make the Saracens win, as opposed to Crusaders. Crusaders won, right?
Well,
They killed everyone, didn't they?
They killed people. That was generally the objectives of the whole thing anyway, to go and kill everyone.
All, which is a bit mean.
Well, that's Christians for you, isn't it? Mm. You know, trying to beat people to death with fake crucifixes, it's like, you know, not good, dude. On a plus side, Naruto Shippuden Ultimate Ninja Storm 2 is coming out. This is coming out on both Xbox 360 and the PlayStation 3, and this is a Naruto game. I think they're
Naruto.
Rubbish.
Naruto Shippuden.
Okay, let me just, since apparently I'm pronouncing it wrong, let me just pronounce it with my new way of pronouncing it. Please turn it off.
So, we've got one of our people reviewing it and playing it right now.
Yes,
probably right now
great.
As we speak. New Naruto game. It's sequel, of course, to Ultimate Ninja Storm, but of course this time now actually on the 360. Recommend it for Naruto fans. You can actually have either the English dub or the Japanese voiceover. Japanese voiceover is way better. That's all I will say.
Okay, whatever.
Fighting and RPG elements.
There's a golf game coming out as well.
John Daly's Pro Stroke Golf World Tour. It's coming out on PS3 with move support, 360 and PC.
Fun.
I thought there'd be a Wii version, but
it's not. Who is this John Daly bloke?
Did I say Dally?
You said Dally, which I think
it's
it probably
Dally.
Is. But I'm going to say
golf man.
Daily because whatever.
Grip it and rip it with John Dally and John Dally's Pro Stroke Golf. I say that again. Yeah, it's a golf game. You get to play golf.
Yeah, according to the News of the World, a very reliable source, it's more gritty than Tiger Woods.
Wow. Puzzler World 2011. It's coming out on DS, so a new Puzzler World game.
Yeah, 1,000 new puzzles, blah, 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 blah.
So this is like the little magazines that people's mums generally buy in Smiths, and they're full of puzzle things.
Yeah.
And I know quite, well, I know a few people that enjoy them.
Speaking of people who enjoy stuff, the PlayStation 2 has a new release coming out this week as well. Scooby-Doo and the Spooky Swamp. This is coming out on the Nintendo Wii, DS, and PlayStation 2.
Yes. And for PS2, you can get it for like £15. That's the price of a new PS2 game.
Someone in the chat room says, FPS2! Exclamation mark.
So this is a new Scooby-Doo game, which is like, you know, your usual kind of little adventure 3D game with puzzles. And it's got two-player co-op, which is apparently drop-in, drop-out. Not entirely sure what drop-in, drop-out will be for. I doubt that'd be PS2. And yeah, you just play as a Scooby-Doo game.
Yeah, PS2. Damn, where's my multi-tab gone?
You can have two players on a PS2 port.
Only if your port hasn't conked out.
But yeah, so a new Scooby-Doo game, only on the Wii, DS, and PS2 though. But I imagine, you know, most kids who like a Scooby-Doo game will have those.
Yes.
Finally, out this week, Sports Island 3. I didn't even know there was a Sports Island 2.
I didn't even know there was an island of sport. I thought it was an island where everyone went to die.
No.
Like where they put the leper colonies.
So, new range of minigames, sport games. This is compatible with Wii Motion Plus.
Ooh.
The original has sold more than 2.5 million units worldwide, and Konami hope that with this one, it will do similar. You can do a range of sports, log cutting, fencing, air racing, volleyball, racquetball, lacrosse, kayak, slaloms, and springboard diving are a few. And yeah, that's the last this week. Of course, that's only on the Wii.
Previews and or reviews.
Okay, Medal of Honor is obviously the big game coming out this week, despite what that jerk said earlier on about Just Dance 2 being what it's all about.
Yeah, Paul.
Well, that wasn't me.
Who else is in this room?
That was Adam.
It's you, Paul. Just you.
Yeah, so in Medal of Honor, I've had spent a couple of hours playing it. Basically, well, I suppose the obvious question is this game better than Modern Warfare 2? The answer is yes.
Good.
Because, you know, Modern Warfare 2 is like, I've played it for about a half hour and I'm fed up of it now. I got to the bit where, like, the Russians were invading America and it's like, this is so ridiculous. This game is better than Modern Warfare 2. There's a couple of reasons why I like it. One, it focuses on one campaign more. So Modern Warfare 2 was like all over the shop. One minute you're in Russia, one minute you're in America, one minute you're in Afghanistan, one minute you're in Timbuktu, one minute you're under the sea, and it's like, whoa, man. Medal of Honor, you still play as different characters, but I mean, it's all in the same campaign. You're all in, you know, Afghanistan on the Pakistani border fighting the Taliban. Pew, pew, pew. There's some sort of good character development going on as well. So, like, the boss man and the other boss man sometimes have an argument, and it's quite cool. And there's a bit with friendly fire, and they're just like stood there in their American fashion thinking, oh no, we're shooting at our own guys. And then about 10 seconds later, they decide to stop. For the lulz, of course. It's actually really good. If you weren't hogging my computer, I probably would have played it when I came back tonight.
Aww.
But you were hogging my screen, so I couldn't.
Playing Dead to Rights.
I can't really talk about the multiplayer yet, because it'd be a bit unfair to really talk about it without it being out and having like normal people playing it. On the PC, it's a separate executable, which isn't too surprising since it's made by two separate people, but I don't like the way it handled it in the Games Explorer.
Oh, really?
It put two icons in there. I consider that to be rude.
Oh, yeah.
See, more sensible games...
Oh, who did the multiplayer? Was it DICE?
DICE. Yes. Who do good multiplayer.
Yes, they do.
I would expect them to put a multiplayer option in the right-click menu for the single one, because they can link to a new executable from that. So it's kind of annoying, since they're obviously linking to one from that anyway. The graphics are really, really, really good. I mean, on the PC, maxed out, you know, there are some bits where it just looks fantastic. I mean, it's, you know, you've got alpha blending on this and that. You've got fancy lighting, mumbo-jumbo techniques going on. It's like, wow, man. There's a good sort of variety of combat. There's sort of missions where you're sneaking around and stuff. But then there's other missions where you're a ranger and you're just like, you know, there's loads of your dudes around next to you and you're in a big-ass... sort of fight, which is good. I mean, you call in airstrikes and all this other cool stuff, and it's like, whoa, man, that plane just dropped a bomb like 100 meters away from me, and like now the whole like place has been blown to smeg, and it's like, I don't feel so good now, and it's, you know, So yeah, it's actually really good. I quite like it. On the PC as well, it also has a nice thing in that you can choose the copy protection system you use. So when you go to install it, you can either select to have a disk check, which means you need the disk in the drive and blah, 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 or you can use online activation. So you can choose, if you have online activation, obviously you don't need the disk check. So that's a nice touch, and I'm glad they've done that, and I think more games should use that going forward as well. Because obviously then, you know, oh gee, if I use all my online activations, I can still fall back to the disk check 20 years later if I need to.
Yeah, that's true.
Although you can deauthorize it, but obviously I imagine I will forget to deauthorize my machines before I nuke them.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's actually really good. Yeah, I don't know what it is, but it's just better than Modern Warfare 2.
That's good.
I like that it's all in Afghanistan, and it's, you know, it feels like there's a war going on, and you're not just some dude fighting outside a McDonald's or Burger King or whatever it is in America against a bunch of Russians. Well, how the frack did they get over there? It's ridiculous. It's like that World in Conflict game. Oh, yeah, the Russians are attacking with, like, one boat's worth of troops. What? It's ridiculous. Oh, so, yeah. Check out Medal of Honor when it comes out on Friday, because it is good. And if you're a Modern Warfare Call of Duty fan noob, stop being such a fan noob.
Yeah.
Damn fan noobs. Yeah, I'll also talk about the multiplayer next week as well. Hopefully it'll be up there with like Battlefield 2 and stuff like that, because Battlefield 2 is brilliant. Yeah. That's pretty much it for this show then, really.
Yeah, pretty much.
Shout out to everyone in the chat room. Hi, Oxlow, Falclaw, Baxter, Paul... Another Paul. Yeah, yo.
Mm-hmm.
Other, you know, live chat is probably not something I'm going to do too often, because if Adam's on, we need the bandwidth for more important things.
Yes.
I suppose, let's just check to see how much bandwidth this is actually pushing up, shall I? So I suppose we could make it another regular feature. And then maybe when Adam isn't on, we could do video. The only thing then is I'll have to take my Transformers t-shirt off so I don't look like a noob.
Oh, I'll just tidy myself up.
Yeah, it's using 20 minutes. Not too bad, really. We could get away with that. Yeah, it might be Borderland usable at that sort of bit rate.
Borderland? Borderline?
Borderland. Well, it is coming out, so, you know. Mm. Yeah, anyway, so sayonara, everyone in the chat room. I don't really know what sayonara means, but I'm just going to close it down now.
Bye.
Falclaw, if you want to talk and be on MSN to talk about our next StarCraft 2 match, you can do.
And we'll catch you next week. And don't forget to send your letters in.
Yeah, we want letters, people. And we want guesses for Name That Game, since this week is a bit different, and I decided, ooh, how can I make it a bit different to make it more interesting, perhaps? The real answer was Catherine was hogging my computer so long I didn't have a chance to record anything.
You had time.
No, I didn't.
Instead, you were playing Civ 5.
Good game.
Yep.
Civ 5, 5 out of 5. In case I didn't say the other week.
But yeah, so we'll catch you guys next week.